Tonight a new star is born. Bobby Darin, opening at the Cloister. Hi, Bob. This is Joe Cedar. Bob, we read in the trade papers where Arlene Dahl, Sammy Davis Jr., Nikita Khrushchev, Jackie Cooper, President Eisenhower, and a couple other celebrities of that type were going to make the opening. So we got together a bunch of celebrities that are real old friends of yours here in this studio, and we're going to have them come up in turn and say a few words to you. You know how much we all love you, and we don't have to tell you how sure we are about how great you're going to be, because we've all indicated that we've known that for a long time. We're just going to have a sort of an informal gathering of your friends here to say hello and good luck. Little gentleman you remember named Frank Barone.
Hello, Bobby. This is Harry.
No, not yet, Harry. Not yet. Hiya, Bobby. I really wish I could be there for this opening, because it's going to be great, and it has to be the biggest thing to hit the West Coast in a long, long time. I understand Dick West is going to conduct on opening night. See if you can convince him to pencil his scalp a little bit so there's no reflection from the spotlight, which might detract from you. I'll see you in Atlantic City, Bobby.
Bobby, it's Harriet.
Wait, Harriet, not yet. Here's a little girl named Judy Tannen, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby. In absentia for Dick and Ellen, who I lost today and cannot find, the American lobster Homarus americanus lives along the Atlantic coast, all the way from North Carolina to Labrador. In warm weather, it stays near the shore, where the water is from 60 to 100 feet deep. With the approach of cold weather, it usually moves out to the depths of more than 200 feet.
So what about the cloisters?
They're going to come out of the water and go to the cloisters to see Bobby.
No?
Not yet, Harriet, not yet. Ed Burton, Bob.
Hi, Bobby. This is your bowling instructor. Knock him dead. With the bowling experience you've had in the past couple of months, you can't miss. See you in Atlantic City. Oh, yeah. Give my regards to Frank West.
This is my turn, right?
No, not yet, Harriet. Lois?
Hi, Bob. How are you? I promise to stay true, clean, and pure for you, Bobby. But after all I've been reading the papers lately, I'm afraid my 35, 23, and 30, well, some odd dimensions have gone to waste. So now you're free to accept all the offered engagements, propositions, or, well, if I'm still on, Mazel Tov, la bonne chance, and all my best to you on your opening of the Cloisters tonight.
This is it, right?
No, not yet, Harriet, not yet.
What?
We have to hear from Jerry Weintraub. Jerry?
Bobby? I just got back from the stage delicatessen. I had a pastrami sandwich down there. I don't like that pastrami, but the guy behind the counter told me he can sign you for me. I've been trying. William Morris is trying. GAC got you. Now, if he can do it, I'll eat a lot of pastrami sandwiches. Good luck, pal.
Now, right?
No, not yet, Harry. Not yet. Bob Steinberg?
Hello, Robert. I find it very difficult following all these dignitaries and speaking. And unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I just want to say, be great.
Good, Bob. Bob Davey.
Bobby, I'm the least funny of all. Harriet, not
but
yet.
But he plays great show business,
that's
don't
right.
He?
I should be in the control room saying this. But anyway, have a good opening and best luck.
Good. Harriet, you're on!
I am. I don't believe it. Hi, Bobby. Everybody thinks I'm going to do about 5,000 words.
Okay.
They're in for a big shot.
All right, Harriet, okay.
They're in for a big shock because I've never made records in my life. And I really don't know what to say.
That's it. We're running over.
You're being nasty, you know. The only thing I'm going to say, Bobby, is we always said you start from the top.
What else is on the tape so I'll know, Harry?
Yes,
Bob, you hear that voice asking those questions? It's a surprise friend of yours wants to say a few words to you.
Hiya, Bobby. This is your old buddy, Jimmy Rogers.
and I thought I'd just drop by and say hi and wish you good luck at the cloister. And Colleen and I were hoping that we'd get a chance to see you before we leave New York, and I know you're coming back here around the 6th of September, and we'll just be going out there. So anyway, good luck to you, and I'm playing your album. I've just about got it worn out by now. And as soon as I wear it out, I'll get Harriet to give me another one. So anyway, good luck to you, Bob, and we'll be seeing you one of these days, maybe in Los Angeles.
Good. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks very much. We called a number of your other friends, like Donnie Kirshner and Woody Harris, and Woody we weren't able to reach, and Donnie said he was going to try to make it, but obviously got hung up. Come on on, Harriet. Harriet and Lois did all the calling, so here's Harriet. Now, Harriet.
Bobby, we tried to get in touch with Dickie and Ellen, but couldn't because this was a pretty quick thing. And Judy's yelling because the phone's disconnected and they couldn't pay the bill. And we tried.
But everything's fine, Bob.
No, we did try a number of other people, but they were out or, you know, how those things are.
Good, Harry. Bob, seriously, we're not a bit worried, and I'm sure you're not, about how great you're going to do tonight. All the reports back here on everything you've done since you left have been just tremendous. The Addison label is getting off to a real fine start. We hope that before you get back here, we'll have a big hit record up on the charts. We'll all be in touch with you soon. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye, Bob. Hey, Bob, we were just about to wrap it up, and guess who walked in? Donnie and Sheila. Here they are.
Chubby's here, Bobby. I'm here with Sheila. Say a few words,
honey. Hi, Bob. Best of luck to you.
Best of luck at the cloister's opening, so if you got a dime, give us a ring. Take care, Bobby, and best of luck.